Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Today is Tuesday, May 30th, 2017. It is 1 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a legal counsel update. First item on the agenda is order number 2017-026 in the matter of a claim by owner of livestock regarding a dog or dogs chasing, wounding, injuring, or killing livestock pursuant to ORS 609.170, order affirming the decision of the hearings officer payment of damages pursuant to ORS 609.180. Councilor Hicks.
This, to refresh everyone's recollection, is the alpaca case. This occurred on, March 6th of 2017. Dog Nemo chased an alpaca, and the owner of the dog signed a notarized pledge to that effect, thus negating a hearing, negating the need for a hearing at that time based on the evidence that was available at that particular moment. However, the owners of the alpaca, John and Christine Gardner, and we'll remember that John Gardner, of course, was the former counselor in the city of Cave Junction. Christine currently is a county official, is a member of the Planning Commission. And so I think largely for those reasons, the board decided to send this to a hearings officer. Right. And so, yeah, and it was. And the hearings officer conducted a hearing on April 20th of this year. The Gardeners went into the hearing. By the time they went to the hearing, they had requested reimbursement from the county from the what the statutes call the dog license fund, but what is in actuality the animal control fund. They requested $1,907.50 in terms of reimbursement for the alpaca. The hearings officer, Greg Day, weighed the evidence, and I believe the evidence did consist of testimony that the alpaca was projected to make a full and complete recovery from the wound. And so, based upon the cost of antibiotics and supplies, he has awarded the gardeners $62.50 from the Animal Control Fund. And so if the board would sign the order at next week's business session, which is when it's scheduled to come up. So tomorrow's business session, sorry, I correct myself. So tomorrow's business session, supposedly this is on?
Oh, let me double check.
Next time you see it in any event.
Are they going to appeal this or anything?
No, the period for appeal has passed, and they have made no statements in any event, not to me, that they plan to appeal this. So I don't know if they're happy with the verdict or not.
They haven't told me. What did they base their $1,907 on?
Damages, yes.
Do we have the authority to reverse the hearings officer's decision?
Yes.
No, it is not on.
Okay.
It would be too late today to put it on.
Okay. I was looking at the cover sheet, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's where it went. So,
well, I don't even know that we need to entertain why that there's a discrepancy. Hearings officer evaluated the situation, said 62. They haven't appealed the decision of the hearings officer. They were aware of
yes, the they were notified, formally notified.
I mean, whether it's right or wrong, but the hearings officer decided, and they didn't object to it. So I don't know that I want to get into it personally.
That's where things stand.
No harm, no foul.
Okay. So we'd be looking to advance that to next week's business session?
I would think so.
Okay. I'll speak to it.
Great.
Or I guess Diane could, too. I'll just come and speak to it.
It's not really a policy or a fiscal element, so sure.
100%.
Kind of a weird deal.
A weird deal.
Yeah. I guess it would be a consent. If there's
so
no objection to the board then? Either. No.
No objection for me.
Okay. I mean, it's non-controversial. Wally's going
to
be there, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll plan to be there. On that, before we depart that subject, hearings officers, what had been occurring was the board had been just hearing these dog control cases, these dog versus livestock cases, and then, you know, it wasn't even really a shift. It was just sort of a decision to go back to the 1989 policy, which is still in effect, which sends these to hearings officers. But you have another option. And I should articulate that the hearings officers don't come free.
No.
The hearings officer in the Caron case was $600, and the hearings officer for the alpaca case was, I think, $314.
In the animal control, you may not be able to speak to where the money's coming from. It's not out of your budget.
Animal control fund.
Good.
Yeah. Or
so it seems kind of appropriate that that's where it come from.
Statutorily. That's
And we have this on executive session.
Do we? Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
So you'll be hearing a lot more about it coming up. You have a whole other option.
Yep, and, nice transition.
That was, thank you for pulling me out with that. Okay, good. Thanks. Yep, got a little jumbled here. Okay.
So are we okay to move on to the next one?
Let's move on.
Item number two is limited power of attorney for land use and development permit relating to county-owned real property at 370 Bow Hill Road, map yes. tax lot 14T35SR6TL601, placement of backup generator at cell tower site, all that for just putting a backup generator at a cell phone tower site. Sounds good.
Pretty much sums it up. Standard fare, limited power of attorney.
Is there one there already, or is this and just replacing it, or is this a new one? Not one there at all.
So it's placement of backups, so I'm going to say that's probably the first one.
Yes, I'm reading the limited power of attorney here. It says install new diesel generator with sub-base fuel tank on new concrete pad.
Okay.
So it looks like it's going to be for the first time.
The yeah. power of attorney is required because they will need to go get permits, and they can't do it as a lease-e. So we have to go do it as a lease, or we're not interested in it. So we have to give them a power of attorney when they go to planning and say, I'm acting kind of on behalf of the county to be able to permit this permit structure.
Question: when you put a cell tower on, for instance, county land, if they all of a sudden tomorrow said, "No, we're going all satellite. We don't need towers anymore." Who takes the tower down? Is that their responsibility,
or
do we all of a sudden own a tower and a generator and all the stuff that goes with it?
I bet we own it. You'll have to look at the lease agreement, but I bet we
improvement probably to the land.
Probably.
That always comes up, you know, when somebody says, well, you know.
Well, because a lot of times they're not the only person to locate on that tower. They may not be the original,
right.
Unless they were the.
They sublease it to different.
Yeah.
To different, like, the
and it may be a different company. I mean, even.
But
and our infrastructure
I just,
could be
you
up
know,
there.
Whenever they put a cell tower in, they say, well, what happens if tomorrow technology says we don't do that anymore? We go through a nuclear power submarine off the coast of Hawaii or whatever for our
sure.
telecommunication. All of a sudden, you've got all this infrastructure around, and do we have to take it down? Is it our responsibility, or what?
It's a good long-term question.
The one that's on the Justice Building roof, I believe that one was addressed as far as removal if they
okay.
ever do abandon it. But if the ones that are on county property, out in the woods or whatever, I'm not sure.
All of them are located on forestry properties. It generates about $60,000 in revenue. Every year.
Sure, they're good. I mean, they're a good deal, but I just wonder when the party's over, who cleans up all the cans?
That's a really good
right.
question. Okay.
Because it looks like here we have a new generator.
I know, they're probably going to want to take that infrastructure. Okay, we will move on. Matters from Commissioners for Legal.
Is this moving on, or are we going to sign it today? I think usually you sign them at admin, so I don't know if you want to make a motion and sign it today.
I'll make a motion that
objection.
We approve the contract. Sign the power of attorney. Limited.
Yes.
Moving and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries 3-0.
Who seconded?
Lily. You
I
made it. He seconded.
Seconded.
Yeah,
first
it was
second.
Real quiet.
Thank you.
But it was there. So, okay. The codification process of getting that over that hurdle?
To my knowledge, it was dropped off with Pat and Beecher in Seattle, like Friday. So.
Like a stork.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, we...
So it's in our house?
Yeah, as far as we have every reason to believe that we have done everything within the county's ability, responsibility.
Well, I knew that Pat was going to have to, like, take it home.
She did.
Do something, and that was... Yeah.
Yes. We had to go basically page by page, and that has been done. And so now Pat then had to transcribe the notes onto another copy.
Oh, right.
That copy had been dropped off,
okay.
I think. Granted, I haven't talked to Pat since she's gone on vacation.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure.
Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. So now the ball's in their court, and we wait to hear back from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Well done. Close.
Getting there.
Yeah, getting there. It's exciting. DLCD is also looking at portions. Sorry.
Yeah, they are. They're, I have a draft review that's due today of the code regarding agriculture and forestry, mm-hmm. farm and forest lands. So you might remember we asked DLCD offered for free to take a look at providing us a model code that's based on state statute regulating governing farm and forest lands.
I and I don't know how far off base this is, but I had a Ruth in here last week, and we talked about EFU and cannabis on EFU. And I don't know exactly what the purpose of EFU is and how strict it is, but they were showing me places, one outfit out there that has 14 greenhouses, huge greenhouses, and it's all on EFU, so hey, we're back. But they put down 12 to 14 inches of 3/4 minus gravel and rolled it all down over the top of the dirt in the fields to put their greenhouses on, so they could level them all out, and then they're growing everything in pots so they can control the
they're growing pot in pots?
Sorry. Yeah, pot pots.
Double pots.
But to me, then what do you do when I know that on River Road Reserve, we weren't allowed to even put a yurt out there because you're not keeping it EFU and ready to grow food at that moment's notice. Whereas out here, I don't know how you would mitigate that if you decided, okay, I'm not a pot farmer anymore. You'd have to haul all that gravel out, and you take the topsoil with it, and what are you left with? That, so, you know, I don't know if this may hinge into some of the stuff that we're going farther on down. What's the Department of Agriculture? If they saw something like that, they go, whoa, stop right there. That isn't what we had in mind. We thought you were going to grow marijuana in the dirt and the soil itself, not just use the land and cover it over. I mean, they might as well pave over this thing, as far as I'm concerned. Compaction of the soils, and what are you going to do with that gravel when you get it all done? Who's going to haul it off? Right now, everybody just seems to be abandoning these places, and they go away. And then who's going to be stuck with that to turn it back into EFU, ready to grow food on? So I think that's something maybe the Department of Agriculture needs to look into this a little bit more heavily than they have been when it comes to...
I know that the Right to Farm and Forest Act is really pretty substantial as far as what you can do ag-related on ag EFU stuff. A lot of protections in there for you to accomplish what it is. But that sounds like you're absolutely right. You can't grow much in gravel.
You can't. So. And, you know, I mean, it's this deep, so they can grade it out flat. They have 14 greenhouses, and they're not little bitty guys. They're
well,
big.
The greenhouses would probably be totally provided for. If you go up to the Willamette Valley, nursery is the leading agricultural commodity in the state.
There's greenhouses everywhere.
Yeah, they're really all over the place. But they don't look to me. I mean, I worked at the USDA seed germplasm repository on Peoria Road when I was in college, and they had probably at least that many. But there is nothing.
But they're not on EFU.
No, they are. They're on Peoria Road. They're on EFU, and they're a national USDA. They're federally owned.
Okay.
But they're not on anything special. There's a pathway, a paved pathway down the middle, but it's just dirt, you know, maybe a little bit of gravel underneath the benches and stuff where they grow everything. But I don't know. Be something interesting.
It's
to
something
check
to look into, because I think it's one of those things where we establish and gosh, they're just following everything along. But I don't know if anybody ever comes down and checks it. Whoa, stop right there! That isn't what we had in mind here.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Not at
it.
All.
Mm.
You know, and that
ag inspector.
Okay.
We can work with them, because these folks were quite, and their interest was in the agricultural side.
Yeah.
So we don't mind the growers and whatnot, but we just don't like them decimating the land, and then when we can't. They have to, take care of the soil and whatnot. So.
Anything, Commissioner Morgan?
No.
Great.
I forgot. Sorry.
That's okay.
Back on that, they were from the Williams area, and they were talking about, I think the Williams CAC is talking about a overlay out there at some point in time. And I said, well, you guys come up with something, and we'll see if it flies. Let them kind of do what they want to do out there amongst themselves. Because they've got some real issues with the new growers that are coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some very serious issues
yes.
with the new growers. Okay.
Okay. That concludes the open session. So at 1:14, the board will now go into an executive session. No decision may be made in executive session. I'm going to review the agenda real quick here, though. It's item number 4A, confidential memo regarding Brimstone Mining Board jurisdiction to hear appeal under ORS 192.6602F. Item number B is confidential memo regarding outline of dog control statutes, ORS 192.602F. Item number C is CDBGIGA with RV COG, ORS 192.6602E. And item number four is update on collective bargaining under ORS 192.6602D. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will open the door and ask the audience to come back into the room where discussions, deliberations, and decisions may be made. And at the, I'll turn the recorder off. The court is back in public session. We're going to open the doors at, we need a digital clock, 2:13. No specific direction on any of these items. They are going to be worked on, and some of them are going to be brought back. We're going to do the memo on the dog control statutes. We'll come back for that one at a future point, and the RV COG IGA. Nothing further. The board is adjourned at 2:13.